always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This morning, lawmakers returned to Capitol Hill from their 4th of July break, and more lawmakers are expected to make their thoughts known on the future of President Biden's candidacy.
Senator Mark Warner had scheduled a meeting with Senate Democrats today, assembling a group to ask Biden to step aside. But a source says because news of the meeting leaked to the media, it made it impossible to have the conversations between senators privately.
ABC's M. Nguyen in Washington. In France, no party won an outright majority in parliament, leaving President Emmanuel Macron with a weaker government but avoiding a far-right outright victory. Hurricane Beryl coming ashore in South Texas as a Category 1 storm. Relatives of those killed in two crashes of Boeing 737 MAX jets are angry at a plea deal reached between the plane maker and the Justice Department. If approved by a judge, Boeing would pay a $240 million fine but avoid a trial on charges that it misled regulators. This is ABC News. Potential progress in ceasefire talks between Hamas and Israel. ABC's Matt Gutman has the latest from Tel Aviv.
Hamas dropping its demand that Israel commit to a permanent ceasefire, edging the two parties closer to an agreement on ceasefire and hostage release. In Israel, the calls for a deal intensifying, as is the pressure on Hamas after 9 months of a war that have left Gaza in ruins.
New York City police are investigating the case of decomposing human remains that were found in a sleeping bag amid several garbage bags in a Manhattan neighborhood over the weekend. The police department has not released any information on the victim. An autopsy is currently being conducted to determine the cause of death and whether foul play is suspected. A court in Ecuador ruled over the weekend that the rights of a river that runs through the city's capital of Quito have been violated by the amount of pollution found inside it. The government's now been ordered to come up with a plan to clean it up. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Matt Nair on air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
John is in studio with me right now.
I got banned at Great America for playing whack-a-mole.
What?
So I won 14 times in a row. I still got a picture of it, my son in the back seat, 3 or 4 years old, with just his head sticking out and all these teddy bears.
Here I was going to make this risque joke, and then you throw your son into there. Now I have to keep
Go
it
ahead.
Clean.
Thanks. That's really
You
nice.
Are one master whacker. I'll tell you
Thanks.
That.
That's wow. Really, that's unbelievable. Really impressive. You Hollywood types.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A defiant President Biden tells a Wisconsin audience he's running and plans to win again.
I'm staying in the race. Yeah! I'll beat Donald Trump.
The president concedes he had a bad night in last week's debate.
I'm not letting one 90-minute debate wipe out 3.5 years of work.
Biden told a crowd of about 1,000 supporters in Madison that Donald Trump is a convicted felon and a threat to democracy. The state Supreme Court is handing Wisconsin Democrats two big victories. Justices ruled election clerks can use ballot drop boxes as they see fit in this year's elections. Also, the court ruled the legislature's Joint Finance Committee overstepped its authority when blocking some of Governor Evers' actions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers get the win in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 9-2 victory Sunday over the Los Angeles Dodgers. Top of the fourth, no score. And Christian Yelich at the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Fly ball deep center. Back Pajes, still back and gone. Back-to-back days with homers for Christian Yelich, and the Brewers strike first in L.A.
Now, with the win, the Brewers able to avoid being swept by the Dodgers. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on what made the difference.
You know, story of the game, obviously Yelich, has been dominant this series in terms of his at-bats. It's been unbelievable. And guys like Vinny Capra, Eric Haas, these guys are in the major leagues for the first time this week. And Capper's got about 12 at-bats total in his career. And for him to play defense the way he did and play in this environment, I was just proud as hell of him. And great effort. A lot of guys, great effort.
The Crew is now back home. They have the day off before they host the Pirates tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms off and on through the day today. It'll be mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 81. Rain amounts 1 to 2 tenths of an inch with some of these thunderstorms. Tonight, 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Slight chance of a thundershower with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
When President Biden wanted to set the record straight, he called Civic Media Network's Earl Ingram Show.
I screwed up. I made a mistake. That's 90 minutes on stage. Look at what I've done in 3.5 years.
Hear the complete conversation now at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
It's him.
Wait,
you're back.
Hang on, my headphones are all.
You guys touch all my stuff when I'm away.
We had
a couple subs in here.
Yeah,
but,
well, they did it then. Okay, somebody sabotaged me.
So how was it?
Good morning. I could give you. You want me to count how many deer fly bites I've got? I can even show you some of my stomach. Would you like that?
I get a lot of room poop for them.
Well, okay. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, it's a good morning.
Start off that way.
We are exactly 1 minute into the show.
No, we were 7 seconds into the show. I see the clock. 7 seconds into the show. The first shot is fired across the bow. Wow.
So how was it? You were in Nugati for all 5 days?
No, I was there for four.
Uh-huh.
And then came back for a couple in Manitowoc and everything. And that's kind of nice breaking it up like that. Yeah. It was great. It was super. Sit out at the deer camp. Cut wood. Did stuff like that.
Yeah, you like that.
Love that. Love doing that kind of stuff. And it was great. It was just super.
Would you watch fireworks?
What fireworks?
You didn't watch them in Manitowoc?
No.
Mm.
Yeah.
They were good here. Todd, did you watch them in Oshkosh or what did you?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can I be honest on something?
Oh, don't say you don't like fireworks.
I don't dislike fireworks.
Okay.
I think watching them on TV is dumb.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Todd?
I'm not a big fan only because, like, my dog doesn't like them, so I've got that to deal with.
Yeah,
you know.
But watching fireworks on TV does nothing.
No.
For anyone, does it?
No, I agree. No, I wouldn't. I don't think I've ever watched fireworks on TV.
That's what I mean. But they make this big production. No disrespect to Tom and everybody. It's just like there's something that just doesn't translate well.
No,
through TV.
No,
fireworks are one of the things.
No, you got to hear them, see them live. Yeah.
Yes.
No, that's
it's almost like hockey. Like I love being at a hockey game. Love it, love it, love it. I can't watch hockey on TV.
Huh.
It loses its something. Just, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I like hockey. I think those announcers announcers are great.
But watching on TV is so different. Or NASCAR, being at a race.
Oh, totally that.
When you go to a race, you go to 141 Speedway.
Yeah.
Or you go to, you know, Kakana, WIR, or any of those places. I mean, the noise, the feel, the smells.
I agree.
All such a part of it.
Totally car racing on TV. No.
You
got to be there.
And fireworks is one of those things, too.
It was good here, though. I mean, our fireworks were
good. Well, I'm sure they were.
Yeah.
Did it rain?
A little bit. You know what? At 3:30 or something, 4 o'clock, and then it just nothing.
But I mean, not during the fireworks?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's cool.
That went off great at 9:30.
Because the forecast was kind of iffy.
It was. It was.
Got a nice text here. Great to hear you guys' voices. It's been a while. Now, if we can only get out of this rain pattern. Is it supposed to rain again?
Brittany's coming on. You know what?
I have to go to Nina to shoot a thing for NBC 26 today.
Oh?
Is that going to get rained out?
No.
Looks like there's a chance of rain afternoon today. Up to 70% by 3 o'clock.
Okay. You know what? We have got nothing to complain about. Are you seeing those heat?
Yeah.
The heat?
How about Manitowoc, too?
Oh, yeah.
My God.
Yeah, we're really kind of protected here.
I talked to my brother yesterday in Tucson. 111. He was sitting on his back patio. It was 111. And he's like, well, at least I'm not in Phoenix. It's 115.
What? But even cities a little more north, Nashville, it's unbelievable the heat they're having this year. And you know, you saw that thing in Palm Springs, 124.
Yeah. Well, Death Valley had like the highest of all time.
Yeah, I don't know.
Had like the highest. Wasn't it 130, Todd?
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
I think the 139 is the highest like ever, right?
But I took.
Like in India or something?
Yeah. But I took, Jerry here, neighbors fireworks Tuesday through Sunday. Really? Glad I'm retired, Terry. I saw a thing from Kathy Larkin.
Yeah.
On her Facebook, she was so mad that she was going to, and she kept calling that that non-emergency line or whatever, and nobody doing it. It's like 2:30 in the morning. People are still firing on fire. So she's, and I could see Kathy doing this. She said she was going to go out into the neighborhood in her car and just lay on the horn at like 2 o'clock in the morning. Just lay on the horn until people called the police and had to come there.
And then she'd look over there.
The reason I'm here is because of them, and you won't come because of them. Wow. I could see Kathy doing that. Oh, my God. We should get a hold of her. She was ticked. But, yeah.
There were fireworks. I kind of give them a pass. And not 2:30 in the morning, I wouldn't go.
And you said that the other day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, you'll give them a pass, but you want the loud cars to be quieted. Like
always.
Yeah, but it's the same thing, Jim.
No, one night I give them a pass because our neighborhood, they shoot them off because we.
But 2:30 is pretty.
Oh
crazy.
No, never.
Nobody
no,
needs to be doing that at 2:30.
And several nights. Let's just do it the 4th of July or right. whatever, and that's it. Then
right, that's what it was. We didn't have them all week like she's talking about. No, it was good at our house in our neighborhood. I tell you what, Milton was like chill. He was actually watching them.
He's
like,
really? Yeah, he's I thought you'd been
no
under the bed.
Right. Me too. No, he was.
No, the mayor was under there. So.
I was
in the room. Bed. Get out of here, Milton. I'm out of here.
No, he was. I was more worried about him, but yeah, well, we watched him upstairs, right?
Yeah.
And it was, you know, the view's great. You can hear him. Okay. And he was really
did
good.
Did you have people over?
Yeah.
Oh. Did you invite anybody you work with?
You guys were busy. You were Nagani and Todd was in Oshkosh.
I had no idea there was a party going on.
I was tell you what, sitting around. Actually, I was right upstairs here waiting for somebody to invite me.
Yeah. I do want to, well, a couple things that you're going to be invited to this, right? Todd and I, we made, Kevin Van Oss was a sub for you on Tuesday or Wednesday. He plays in Talk of the Town.
Yeah, of course.
And they are playing with.
Oh, by the way, I saw the glam band the other night. You want to talk about a phenomenal setting at the sub pub right above I could have taken out my gum and dropped it on a World War II submarine, which is so cool. And they were playing and facing that way, and it was the most beautiful night ever. And you want to talk about that sound coming over the water? How great that sound! It was incredible.
That's nice. That you can't buy it. It's just perfect weather.
I don't
outside.
Know how many people were there. It was just unbelievable.
That's great.
And I've got a little bit of claustrophobia. I've talked to that before. And so like these mosh pit type things where everybody's yeah. I can't do that. And Dennis has actually talked about, like, there's been some fights and things like that.
Oh.
In those. And it's like, I don't want any part of that.
Well, they kind of promote that a little bit, though, don't they?
Well, not the fighting part. But
I mean,
get out of here. Okay. Get in a fight.
No, I didn't mean like that. That's common in their concerts to have like a mosh pit, right?
Oh, yeah, totally, completely.
Yeah,
well, I mean, most of theirs are, but sometimes people get a little, you know,
sure, I bet.
Yeah,
start pushing and
yeah.
Do they throw people up?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
All right, I
know you used to see that a lot at concerts. Yeah. I don't know. When Dennis comes on again, we gotta talk
but
about
that. Anyway, that was a long, long time ago.
Your era,
yes.
Well, I remember. Remember when the guys would stand on stage and then. Jump into
right.
the whole thing and people would catch them. And
right.
Nowadays, there's so many lawsuit things just waiting to happen, though, wouldn't you think?
People just move.
Just
isn't messing with them.
So. Yeah.
Anyway.
Would you catch me if I was on stage and jumped?
I couldn't, even if I wanted to.
Okay.
It's just too much.
Yeah.
You know.
He'd break your fall, though. So, you know.
I'd splatter him.
Break. Yeah, right. Right. No,
I, you know what I, you know what happened to me on vacation?
Mm-hmm.
I broke a tooth.
Oh, you've been having some tooth issues.
I have never had a tooth issue in my entire life. This is the summer of teeth issues. Eating a Mike's and Ike. Mike's and Ike's? Ikes and Mikes?
Don't know what it is.
Todd, what is it? Ikes and Mikes? Mikes and Ikes? They're like, they're hard-shelled licorice things.
Mike and Ike.
Mike and Ike.
Yep.
No.
And I had a piece, like, caught in my tooth, and I took a fly, and my tooth busted. Now, does that sound like an 87-year-old man's issue? Yes or no?
Well, also yes, sounds it sounds like you should be eating scrambled
so
eggs.
So I've got a jagged, broken tooth in my mouth. And I don't want to go back to dentist because Medicare sucks.
It does.
When it comes to teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. You got to get that ground down, though. You don't want that to, like.
It's sharp.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I can feel it right now with my tongue. Okay, right here. Want to see it?
Nope.
I can show you. I can show you right here.
I'm sure it is.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you got to get that fixed.
Yeah. How much is that going to cost?
Why are you eating hard candy? I mean, you know your teeth are bad. You've had issues
I've never
all
had
year.
An issue in my lifetime.
All year you've I've had. Todd, how often does this guy go to the dentist and complain about his teeth? John, you're getting old. Your teeth are falling apart. Yeah. Just keeping up with everything else.
Well, I feel better already. Good to be back. Face to face reality once again.
But I will say, speaking of age, although Johnny's older than I am, I am sore.
By like 2 months.
Well, I'm still. I had a party, and I had to move tables upstairs. I got them from Brett Weicker at Titletown because I wanted round tables. I had to move those upstairs, and then 25 chairs and linens and dishes, and it was work. It was.
Oh, those linens will get you every time. I'm talking more about. I heard you just carrying linens one time.
I was talking more about the steps.
I don't like telling war stories. Well, you give me an armful of linens and walk out.
Well, it's anyway. Mm. It just is a lot of steps.
Was it just you, or did you have some help?
I had a little help.
I could see Donna just taking control.
No, she was.
And she would not complain. She would just get it done.
No, that's true. No, but I said I would do that. That was like my contribution to the party. So I did that. But I did a little.
Todd, did he really just complain about carrying linens?
Well, I mean,
could we just grab that little thing? Oh, my God. What are we? Oh, I
25 that. Napkins.
Yeah. Carrying linens up the stairs.
That's a lot of stairs, though, is what I'm saying. But anyway,
got another text here. My neighbors had so many fireworks, we did not need to go downtown. It was fun, but every night for a week is getting old.
That's a long. I would not tolerate that
either. Are there laws against that?
Yes, there are, but I.
What are they? Just offhand? I mean, like after a certain time? Like,
well,
after 10:30 or something?
I think it's 10.
10?
10 o'clock is your noise thing.
Has anybody ever in the world, and no disrespect to the police, they got a lot more important things to deal with, but has anybody ever really been busted for blowing off fireworks too late? Ever?
I'm sure.
Really? I don't think so. I bet there's never been a ticket issued in the history of Green Bay.
Oh, no, that's not.
Okay, are you serious?
I'll look into that.
Look into it. I want to find the one person that's ever gotten a ticket.
They're totally, John, no.
I know. I'm going to. Officer Craig, are you out there?
I just
look this one up for us. Who's ever gotten busted, or anybody out there? Have you ever been busted for illegal or not illegal for just for blowing off fireworks too late?
Yeah, disturbing the peace.
No,
undermining.
I bet it's never happened.
You want to bet?
Okay, I'm on.
Okay,
you on?
Yeah,
I'm on. Good man, we got a full boat here. A lot of great guests coming up. Who had lit his for a 4th of July party? We just got a text.
Okay, was that just it? Was it? Okay, I'll get back to that. Man, I shouldn't have said that.
No, you probably shouldn't have. I got to say a quick break back up. There ain't no secret about that. But come on over here and hug me. Baby, I'll spill a fact. Well, honey, it ain't your money. Because, baby,
this is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Wow, Wayne, that is a beautiful window.
It sure is, Jeff. It really tackles energy efficiency.
Sure has a nice slide.
It's one of the best screenplays I've ever seen.
They're so easy to close. I'd say it's a grand slam.
If you guys keep making those dad jokes, you're going to be a real pain in my neck.
Oh, that's a good one. Did you hear about this one, Five?
Get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help?
the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. We can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. For more information, please visit wisvets.com. That's wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hey, welcome back. Mind with the Mayor here. And a good-looking Monday morning. Man, it is beautiful out there right now. Yeah. 70 degrees in Green Bay. 68 in Hampton, 68 in Oshkosh. No wind, just a beautiful morning out there right now. Got a text here. When my neighbors are loud all night, I crank my records at 4 o'clock when my alarm goes off. Hope they like it. The Cure. You know what I did one time when I was on the road with Green Bay basketball in Detroit? And these people, it was like, it was auto workers were having their like Christmas party type thing, okay? Mm-hmm. And you could hear them all through the hotel. And then they decided to bring the party to their room right next to mine. I mean, so loud, it's ridiculous, okay?
Wow.
Called the front, nobody do anything, all right?
Really? You just too big of a customer?
Yeah. And so what I did, we had to leave early. So what I did is I took my, the clock, and I set it for 5 o'clock. And I set it for 6 o'clock because we had to leave it like I had to get. I set it and I turned the radio up as loud as it could possibly go.
Yeah.
And I put it right next to the wall.
That's thoughtful.
So I was gone. So at 6 a.m. when they're trying to sleep it off, they're drunk. This radio would be so loud right next to the wall, it'd be mind boggling. And somebody would have to come up, go into my room to turn it down. I turned it up as loud as it could possibly go. I thought that was like, it's almost like planting a little bomb and then walking
that's
away.
Right. Detonator.
Huh?
Yeah. Nice.
My brother, you know what I found out my brother used to do? They used to set fires. He used to set grass fires. That was a big thing up in our area.
By design.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Set them on purpose. And he would take a cigarette, okay, when he's a kid, and he'd take a pack of matches, and he'd light the cigarette in the matches and then walk away. And then when the cigarette burnt down, the matches would start on fire and start a fire.
Was he doing that because he was, like, a naughty kid, or was he doing that because as a controlled fire?
Naughty kid. But
really?
Then,
oh, yeah. I think that's okay. Wow, that's not good.
No, but then with the fire, when you would go there,
this guy who's the sheriff now?
No, he's mayor.
But
then
that.
He would true. Oh, this is a true story. Oh my God, I wouldn't make this up. But then what he would do is you could go there and then you would help the fire. It's just grass fires. They're these fields. It wasn't like something was going to burn down up there. Okay,
a lot of smoke though. And yeah, they but could, then they run
pay,
away.
But then they'd pay like $5 if you came and helped put out the fire. So you do this, get paid for it.
That was kind of
yeah. Actually, I think he would then call in
right
to let them know, hey, there's a fire.
And then they call in. Oh, here I am with my shovel.
Yeah.
$5.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Huh.
I was a fill-in firefighter for him when he was on vacation. But I never got to the hall in time, the fire hall. Like, the truck would be leaving by the time I got there. But I thought that would have been so much fun. Yeah, I had the boots, as were his boots,
yeah, those,
the big coat,
you know, the
hang on the back.
That?
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
I think that would be a
I would have been out there with an axe. I would have been, like, smashing windows and, you know, I would have been very aggressive.
Yeah, that volunteer firefighter, that I can see people wanting to do that.
Oh, my
that.
God, that's yeah. Be, that was huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
Cool.
I wish I would have gone back to do that. I just wouldn't do, like I said, I wouldn't do second stories. I'm not a great heights guy. Mm-hmm. I would have been more, you know, first
you
floor.
Got a
yeah.
Choice on
that kind of guy. No. Huh?
I don't think you'd have a choice. I think if you're a firefighter, you're a firefighter.
Well, I just.
I only do first floor fires.
Hey, guys, the flames are coming up there. Marno, go up.
No. Yeah, I told you guys.
I got the first floor. Told you guys maybe in the interview. Basement. Not going up the ladder.
I was
okay?
Very clear.
Yeah, very clear on this.
I do not do steps.
I'll show you the contract. Yep, exactly. So anyway, today is video game day, and I am very proud to say I am one of the only people in America that has never played a video game.
Nothing. Not even Pong or something?
Not
or
maybe back then, yeah Pong.
Okay. Pac-Man, everybody
Pong,
played
Pac-Man. Yeah. But I mean with the new, you know, the...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the Mario or whatever?
Mario.
No, but all these other ones. You
well,
know,
yeah,
these,
they get points and energy and
yeah
all that. Yeah, no, me either.
Okay. Yeah. I've never done that. Freezer Pop Day. You still love the Freezer Pops. Remember those?
Those are good.
Mm-hmm. Those are always good to have in the freezer when you're a kid. Chocolate with Almonds Day. Is there anything better than chocolate with almonds?
A lot.
Nothing. There's nothing better than chocolate with almonds. Oh, my gosh. Be a kid. What is it, Todd?
Be a kid again day.
Be a kid again day. Yeah. Okay. All right.
So what?
What would you do if you were a kid?
I'd go to Bay Beach.
You'd go to Bay Beach?
Oh, yes.
No, in Two Rivers.
Go to the beach.
Okay. Get ice cream. Neshota?
Oh, yeah.
All right. All right.
Ride my bike.
Okay.
Actually, yeah, I would do that. Totally.
All right. Jaden Smith is 26. Who's Jaden?
That is Will Smith's son.
Oh, okay.
Or daughter.
Kevin Bacon is 66. Kevin Bacon, I never saw the movie Footloose. Did you, Todd?
Oh, yeah.
I never saw that movie. But, man, he was sure good in...
Yeah, he's great.
No, the great movie that we always...
I don't know. A Few Good Men.
Oh, yeah.
He was phenomenal in that. Phenomenal. Angelica Houston is 73. Didn't she used to be married to, what's his name?
Help me out here.
From the movie, my mind is still on vacation type thing.
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson.
You want the truth?
She was married to him. Yeah, she was married to him. This date, 1881, Edward Berner, druggist in Two Rivers, Wisconsin, poured chocolate syrup on ice cream in a dish. To this time, chocolate syrup had only been used for making ice cream sodas. So that's where the sundae began, right?
Well, yes, they would argue that, but there's another city out east that thinks they invented the ice cream sundae. But no, I like this story better.
Did you know him at all? Edward Berner? I mean, the family or anything in Two Rivers?
No.
Jimmy,
no,
we're going over to visit the Burners. Yeah. Oh, Mom, what I don't
gonna,
want more, another
what,
Sunday.
What are we going to have? Up.
Let me guess. He's going to tell the story about his great uncle who poured some. Whoa, wow, what a great.
Bring out the pictures.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's cool, though, that it's home of the, you know, ice cream sundae. I think that's a claim to fame, but it's been disputed. But I still think Two Rivers. He was around before the other guy out east. Anyway, yes.
But that's always been one of Two Rivers' claim to fame, always, right? Yeah. I mean, think about this, though. So the ice cream sundae basically invented right here. Seymour, home of
burger.
The cheeseburger, hamburger.
Hamburger.
Hamburger. I mean, that's pretty cool.
It is very cool. Think? Oh, no, you got to. And
I got to feel like old fashions would have been invented like here. Because you don't find them anywhere else
no,
in the country.
No, that is true. I mean, it's got to be a supper club thing that some guy came
But
I mean,
try
with.
Going to, I remember one time I was in, I told this story, on a UWGB road trip. We're in North Carolina or South Carolina or someplace. And we ordered old fashions, brandy old fashions.
It's like what?
And they brought brandy Alexanders with like whipped cream or something. We're like, what? Isn't this what boys order?
You know, and that's great for a city, any community, and to have something that is great for community pride, but it's also goes to other, it's not universal, but it's throughout the country. So it's nice to have that ice cream sundae because then tourists to be like
kinda,
something that's great for your community, but has a large appeal.
Todd's got this from Google. The Pendennis Club, a gentleman's club founded in 1881 in Louisville, Kentucky, claims the old fashioned cocktail was invented there. Really?
Really?
Okay. Because when I used to watch Mad Men, did you watch Mad Men, Todd? I still think it's the greatest.
It's good.
It's the greatest cable series of all time. I love that show so much. It was mind-boggling. Did you watch it, Mad Men?
No.
Okay. But anyway, because that was the big thing. They were in Manhattan, an ad agency in like 1960. Hmm. Okay. And that was the big thing. They were all drinking old fashioned. Somehow old fashions made their way to New York. But I still think it was invented in Wisconsin.
I didn't know those. We're in New York, in Kentucky. I thought that was always just a Wisconsin
Me too,
thing.
But that's where I'm surprised for in that show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Maybe Brittany, although she's good at, she knows everything.
And
she's good with everything.
It's going to be interesting to talk to her, boy. This weather is unbelievable.
Just nationwide, it's mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. All right, we got to set a quick break. Brittany Merlot will be joining us. Thomas Allen Swearingen, who's a very interesting person that was a chef for the president. Joe Alec, Veteran Services, Dick Kapinski, EAA, a lot of stuff. Back after this. You swear
you've heard it before. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
About a month from now, Wisconsin will recognize century and sesquicentennial farms that dot the state. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. In fact, during your 4th of July break, you could have driven right by those century sesquicentennial farms. One in Door County, for example. Patrick Schley is celebrating his family's centennial farm in Door County. He says the story about how his grandfather chose to come to America to escape war and start a new life inspires him every day.
Wolfgang had left his parents and his homeland, and he came to America in 1875. He was 19 years old. He was sent here by his parents because there was the Persian War was going on then, and they didn't want him to fight there, so they put him on a boat to come here. And I guess from the story that Mom had said yesterday, the police were looking for him when he got on the boat, and there was a couple on that boat, and they pulled him toward him, and I think the mother or the woman hugged him up and said, well, this is my son. So the police left him alone, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Patrick Schley talking about his great-grandfather, Wolfgang, who came to Wisconsin back in 1878 to start farming. That farm's still in Door County today. We'll be helping the Wisconsin State Fair to recognize those century and sesquicentennial farms all year long. You can find out more. Go to our website, MidwestFarmReport.com. You can listen to previous honorees as well as get a preview of some of this year's honorees there.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
And if you're looking for a little change up on your summer fare or options for the grill, think bison. July is National Bison Month, and our Wisconsin bison producers letting you know it's easier to find than ever. In fact, they've got a website where you can purchase Wisconsin bison online. Go to wisconsinbison.com and celebrate. I'm PM Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms off and on through the day today. It'll be mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 81. Rain amounts 1 to 2/10 of an inch with some of these thunderstorms. Tonight, 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Slight chance of a thunder shower with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Whiter wheat, classic or old-fashioned, with or without sesame seed. With so many choices, selecting the right bun for your perfectly grilled burgers, hot dogs, and brats can seem overwhelming. Relax. The bakers at Village Hearth have made your choice easy. With state-of-the-art bakeries and facilities throughout the Midwest, our buns are baked and delivered by folks just like you. So when you see the familiar red Village Hearth logo on the package, you'll be selecting the freshest, most flavorful buns available. Village Hearth Buns. Baked locally, delivered fresh daily.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful, beautiful Monday morning. 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app, 69 in Green Bay, 68 in Appleton, 68 in Oshkosh. And I got a text here. Ishnala Supper Club, voted number one in Wisconsin, has served 35,000 old fashions this year. They have a running total sign by their entrance. It's near Wisconsin Dells inside Mirror Lake State Park. Wow. 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 You whiskey or brandy? Well, how do you like them?
Well, I think if you get them here, you got to get brandy, right?
Really? I always want whiskey.
I do whiskey.
Yeah.
My dad was a brandy.
Okay.
Old fashioned, but whiskey for me is better.
You?
Yeah. No, brandy.
Really? I'm not a brandy guy.
I think that's.
I was drinking some Korbel yesterday, and I didn't like it.
Yeah,
let's ask Brittany. Brittany seems like
really
a brandy girl.
Yeah,
Brittany, you remind me of a brandy girl. Are you?
You know, living in Wisconsin, I have to be.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Hang on.
I really think that's true.
I just
true.
Did something very, that might make me throw up.
What did you do?
I drank out of Jim's cup.
Oh, God. Make me throw up.
I was wondering what was happening over there.
Man, John. Like, no, I can't drink coffee till we go to break. All right. Oh, Brittany.
Do we have any hand sanitizer? I'm going to put it in my mouth.
You're going to swallow it.
I'm going to swallow it. I'm going to swish hand sanitizer all around my mouth for the next 20 minutes. I can't believe I just did that.
My cup.
Why did you put it right in front of me?
Look, it's bigger than life. It says WGBW. Yours is, this is a totally different cup. It's one of those tall ones. They're not even, it's, I can see it if it'd be like the same, they're not even close to the same kind of cup. I don't know how you did that, but
I'm gonna put a wood tick in my mouth.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Suck up all the bacteria. Hi, Brittany.
Brittany,
how are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm itchy. All those mosquito bites.
Oh my God, I got tore up by deer. You know what I'm gonna do? You know what? This is a true story. I'm switching careers.
You are.
No, I'm gonna go to school. Back to school to be an entomologist.
You are
yes.
studying all those mosquitoes
yes.
and everything.
Because why does this happen? Brittany, I've been wanting to talk to you about this. There's got to be something about there. So one day, there were no, up in this, when I'm deep in the woods up there, okay?
Yeah.
One day, not a bug in the, nothing, zero, okay? The next day, deer flies and black flies were just ridiculous. Just circling your head, just doing whatever. I literally, and you're going to laugh about this, Jim, okay? But I actually rubbed Raid on me. To keep them off. Okay. So anyway, the right. next day, okay, so that's
I don't
the deer
think
fly
that's
day.
Healthy, but okay.
Like, you know what? I said that on my Facebook too, and somebody's like, I'm like, really? After everything I've gone through in my life, that's gonna be the thing that kills me. What happened to Mino? He rubbed some Raid on him. Man. That's, after everything he's gone through,
right.
that's what did him in. Okay, I accept it. But here's what I'm saying, Brittany. So one day, no flies. The next day, deer flies, ridiculous. The next day, horse flies, which I hate. You know horse flies,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Horse flies were crazy. We're in my brother's little ATV, the club cab type thing, and there were like 15 horse flies sitting in there on the window. Why? What does it? Why one day or one, you know, one day there's no bugs. Next day, this one type of bug is crazy. The next day, a different one. Why is that?
Why would you go there?
What do you mean?
Like, that's not an environment to enjoy yourself. Why? What are you doing up there with?
Cutting
flies.
Wood and stuff.
I did it too. I went north.
Really?
You have to. I don't know. It's like the vibe of the 4th of July. You got to be out there in the woods.
Yes.
Doing all these amazing things. I mean, listen, I went to a thing, we'll just put it this way, where you watch where the chicken poops and whatever number it lands on, you win some money there. This is the only thing you could do in the Northwoods. I mean, this is like Wisconsin.
Okay, Brittany, I'd rather sit in a little ATV with horse flies.
Wow. It was hysterical, you
okay.
guys. Stop.
Ah, it sounds great. Yeah. Hey, where's that?
People from everywhere over there.
Remind me next year where not to be. Okay.
Oh, it was like Eagle River, St. Germain kind of area,
oh, okay.
I'm telling you. Just some woods fun. But
how are the mosquitoes up there? Pretty bad, though?
You know, the worst place that I got bit was actually out on the lake, sitting there hanging out in the water. All of a sudden, within 3 minutes, didn't feel a thing. I got over 50 bites on my back and my arm.
Wow.
They are bruised now. So I think a swarm of them came in.
Wow.
So when I'm thinking about why some days are certain bugs. Maybe it's because of the wind, the different atmosphere.
But isn't that crazy how one day you got one, the next day a different one, and the other ones disappear? I'd love to learn.
You never know.
I will say this. There's nothing I enjoy less than pulling a wood tick out of another person.
Ew, I hate those.
I had to pull one out of my brother's back of his legs, and it's like,
ugh.
You know what I did?
How do you do it?
God, I've missed you, Mino.
Yeah.
But you know what
that's
I did?
That's one
that?
Of us.
You know what I did that might seem weird? I don't want to sound weird.
No, not
too late.
At all.
Okay.
So, took a piece of scotch, took him out, and then glued it like to a piece of scotch tape. Okay. And then I took some, and I'm not a rum guy, but there was some spicy rum. I put drops of spicy rum and salt on him to see how he'd react, the wood tick. Is that weird?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. No question about it.
Okay.
How did he react?
He didn't know what to do.
Look at the scientist.
His head was going all over the place.
I mean, I would try it, like, all in the name of science.
I know, right?
How do you, I thought to get those out, you had to, like,
tweezer
match.
No. No, that's an old wives' tale.
Oh.
No. Just use a tweezer, pull them out. Just make sure his head doesn't stay in the body.
It's good idea.
If you pull out a little piece of skin with it, then you're good. So, anyway. But, hi, Brittany.
Brittany, why didn't you jump in the water when all those mosquitoes were there?
See, the thing is I didn't feel them. So now I'm wondering where
you're drunk.
What is it? Oh, no. I can feel. That's a good one, though. This is much earlier. And this was the middle of the day, too. This wasn't an evening thing when they're really hardcore. This was the middle of the day, full sunshine. Maybe it was gnats. I don't know.
I got a bite.
I have bruises too.
I got a bite right here in my stomach. I could show these guys.
Yeah, we
that's
we pass.
Crazy. It's like you can see where they're where its little teeth went into me, and then the rest is whatever. It's crazy. Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, look at Brittany.
Can you see the bruise?
I see it.
Oh wow.
My God.
There's a bunch. Yeah, I don't know what's going on, and I didn't even itch that one. I was
my goodness.
Wow! That is crazy. Wow.
Insects won this weekend. I think.
Yeah, it's that time of year, man. They are just crazy. Hey, Jim,
but not
was that
here. We're We don't have any mosquitoes here. I
you
mean,
sit in your house with your
on the
dog.
Deck. I know it's on
your
deck.
Linens, the window.
And your linens.
Hey, did you hear that one earlier, Brittany?
Which one? No.
Well, I was talking about I was cutting wood and doing wood and everything up in the UP, out in the woods and everything. And Jim was, I got to tell you something I did. We had people over. You guys weren't invited, but we had people over. And I had to go up 3 flights of stairs with linens. Holy cow. You want to talk about a workout? Those linens
it wasn't really it was tables and chairs and linens.
And linens.
It's just, it was,
oh, God.
It was the steps. It was the steps.
Linens
wore
me out.
46 steps.
Yeah. And then somebody texted in, who has linens at their 4th of July?
The only person in America with linens for their 4th of July get together.
Yeah,
so I carried them up 3 flights. Even Milton was panting.
Yes. It was.
It was terrible.
We were outside quite a bit. I didn't experience any mosquitoes. I think Green Bay, I don't know if it's a bubble we're living in, but I just think the weather's been great. The bugs have been minimal.
I will say this too. I saw the biggest garter snake I've ever seen in my life. Are garter snakes all of a sudden mutating or not mutating? What's it called? Mutations where they're just getting bigger. This was like 4 feet long.
Yeah.
I've never seen such a big garter snake.
Where did you see that? Like just like in the woods?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On the road, on the dirt road. Yeah. But anyway.
I saw a couple.
Did you?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
crazy this yeah. time of year. There's so many snakes. I get pictures. People send me pictures all the time of these nasty looking. You ever hear of a hognose? Hognose
no.
snake, I think is the name of it. And they're here in Wisconsin. They look like a water moccasin. They're crazy. Yeah. But anyway. So, Brittany, this weather around the nation. What's going on? I mean, Jim was even talking about it here.
Oh
it's like,
God.
I talked to my brother in Tucson yesterday. It was 111.
124 in Palm Springs. I mean, and even just here in Nashville or down in Nashville, it's crazy how hot it is. And, you know, I was thinking, when I was looking at that, if I were like a governor or a mayor of one of these cities that it's, I think, you know, people moved out of this area to go where it's warmer. I would do a reverse campaign and say, look, I mean, that's crazy to be in that heat all the time. You can't do anything. You're locked in your homes. Air conditioning is crazy expense. So if I was like in Portland or someplace in Oregon, I would do a huge campaign to get people to recruit because of the weather.
What do you
Absolutely.
Mean?
Absolutely. I think they have done climate refugee
city. To get out of the heat because it's everybody wants to get out of the cold.
I gotcha.
Everybody moved to get out of the cold. Oh, come down here to Atlanta. Come down here to this and that. But I think you could do a reverse thing, and I think families would say, you know what?
Marquette kind of does that, Marquette, Michigan. My brother and sister-in-law used to go from Arizona to Marquette in the summers, and now try finding a place, because so many people are doing that, because Marquette might have been one of the first ones to promote that.
Yep, there's not, I was thinking more where there's like a city, not like Marquette. I was thinking like you know, Seattle,
but I mean,
Portland. But I'm not hearing that campaign, but it would be very attractive to me if I were living in Nashville.
I think that'd be great if you did that.
Whatever. I think it would
work. No, I totally get what you mean. Why are they still staying there in all of that heat when they could come over here and just be look comfortable at, and cooler with us?
It's not getting better. Right,
no, it's not.
Look
it's
at
not.
The years, and it's just, I don't know.
I mean, Palm Springs, or not 100. Palm Springs, somewhere in California, Death Valley area, whatever.
Yeah, it's yep.
Wasn't it the highest in the history of our country, Brittany, the other day? Like 130 or something?
Oh, gosh. I missed that, but I believe it. 100% I believe it. That place gets scorching hot, and I've been forecasting for California, and they're just hitting the triple digits over and over for a month now. So. Right.
It's a month of that. You wake up and,
You know, I took somebody asked me one time when I made my first trip over the Middle East. They said, hey, could you bring a thermometer over that goes over 120? Because, you know, thermometers, it's always at 120, you know, because it's just, okay. And I brought over one of those little oven thing. I don't know, would you stick in a turkey or something?
Yeah.
I
don't
even know. Oh, sure.
So somebody gave me one, and I put it on a Humvee where we did some stuff. So obviously, but it was 132 degrees on that thermometer. No. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. But, you know, there's also the heat from, you know, when you just got something right in the sun itself. Because that's the thing, Brittany. When you guys, meteorologists, when you do official forecasts, correct me if I'm wrong, do you guys do it in the shade?
Okay. So it's in a box. It's a white box that's actually above the ground because you can get temperature differences from the moisture and all that. It's in a box, shaded, no sunshine, and it is your actual temperature.
So that's what I mean. So it doesn't really include the heat of the sun, right?
Correct.
So, I mean, you know, if it says it's 95, chances are what you're feeling is like 100, right?
Is that what you guys do that feels like?
Yes. You add in the dew point, that humidity, that sticky factor, that changes how it feels because it's changing your evaporation rate of sweat off of you. If you think about you're cooling your body through sweating. Now, if there's too much moisture and all that in the atmosphere, your sweat is going to evaporate slower. So then you're going to stay warmer and you're going to feel hotter, especially with the sun. So that's the heat index. Okay. And actually, as we go into this weekend, we're probably going to see some heat advisories and heat index issues again, because temperature is going to be near 90 on Saturday and Sunday.
Wow.
And then we're going to have dew points at 70. That's disgusting. We don't want the dew points in the 70s, because when you pair those two together, it's going to be feeling like triple digits potentially.
Wow.
In the Fox Valley. Yes. So get ready for that.
Wow. However, we have a pretty good weather pattern coming up, don't we? Is this going to be like a pretty good week?
So it's a pretty interesting week, right? So Hurricane Beryl just made landfall in Texas this morning, and it's tracking into the Ohio Valley as of now. It could shift. It could come here towards Wisconsin. And if it does, that means we're going to have a wet middle week. But as of right now, it does look dry for a good chunk. I mean, we'll have scattered showers and storms today and tomorrow, potentially. Nothing major. But as we go into Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and the weekend, it's supposed to dry out as that hurricane should take the shift towards the Ohio Valley. But if it doesn't, we could see some decent rainfall. I think right now, Kenosha, Racine, you know, further down south in the state, they're projected to get about 2 inches of rain from that system as it moves north.
One last quick thing for you, Brittany. Somebody asked me this the other day. They said years ago, a tornado in Wisconsin was amazingly rare. It's like, oh my God, how many tornadoes have touched down in Wisconsin this year?
Oh, we're over 33 for sure.
Isn't that something? It's like, what insane. Happened? Do you remember? I mean, you grew up here, Jim.
I know.
Do you remember tornado?
Nah,
I mean,
never.
It was such a rare event, wasn't it? And now 33 already this year. Crazy.
Well over our average. I mean, our rainfall totals have been doubled. Everything is abnormal this
And those
summer.
Little towns like Manawa, to see that, you know, that's...
Yeah, the dam.
Oh, man.
Unbelievable.
That was terrifying. Yeah. I can't even believe that happens.
Yeah. Right.
But they got... What did they get? 2-4 inches of rain in about a couple hours?
Yeah. Hey, Brittany, I've got to do an event this Saturday, a great event in Fond du Lac. Otherwise, with that weather, I would have driven over on my bike to meet you.
Because
I like what's hot and humid, because I glisten. I get such a sheen. I'm like a racehorse.
Just
love it.
Brittany Rouleau, always great having you on. Thank you so very much.
All right, Brittany, have a great week.
Back after this.
You too.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mondo the Mayor here on a beautiful Monday morning. We got a text here, the warmest day ever recorded. In Wisconsin, 114 degrees in Wisconsin Dells in 1936. Wow.
We're going to hit 90. I mean, I think the weather here is great. 90, that's not that. I mean, it's hot, but it's not like, I mean, it's the stuff where they get like 30 days of just over 100.
Boy, my brother said there's no break in sight.
Right.
110 for the next month.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I remember working one day, and I'm like, oh, 90. But I remember a 114-degree day in Phoenix, when I lived in Phoenix in the summer, like right about now, right after the 4th, and it was 114 degrees. I still remember that.
Yep, Vegas.
Yeah,
Vegas. We used to do a convention every August in Vegas.
Yeah.
And it was, just you walk into an oven. It's just
And I told
so
you that
hot.
Time when my car got broken into and they stole my battery, and I had to get to class. I was downtown Phoenix that morning, and it was so hot that I was wearing flip-flops,
they stuck,
And they burnt. I had scars on my feet for years where the rubber basically melted and scarred my feet. That's no lie. I'm not making that up. It was that bad. I was going into the banks just to take my shoes off barefoot to stand on their tile. What?
Okay, well, it's just, that's hot. I mean, they always say you can fry an egg. But you really can't because the frying egg gets.
I think the people working in the bank thought that was kind of cool that I was going there barefoot and just standing around their
lobby.
I'm
sure they love that.
I think they like that a lot. And that was the day I had to go up to people, strangers, and get money from people. Remember I told you that story?
Yeah, you did. Beg money.
So I could ride the bus. Yeah. So anyway, just throw it out there.
You have some good stories.
So why people say, oh my God, you put raid on yourself?
I know. It's like really? Are you kidding me? That's nothing.
That's nothing. One of the things I want to talk about too, in being back here, there's some great things coming up still this summer. I mean, we talked about EAA, we talked about the different things, but this time of year, everybody talks about just Packers. I think this community, Northeast Wisconsin, has done such a good job of building cool things up to Packer training. Once Packer training camp starts, then it's whatever. But I think they've done a great job. I mean, every community seems to have something. Like, we're going to have Dick Konipsky coming on to talk about EAA. Like, Oshkosh has it. Like, Appleton has this, and Green Bay. But it's like, I think it's cool that each one has forged an identity. And this hasn't been forever. I know some of those things, EAA has been around a long time. But it just seems like over the years, each city, and Two Rivers is one of the perfect examples of this, have taken their niche. And it's like, this is us. We're not going to just depend on Packer training camp. We've got our identity. Right. I think that's cool. I think Two Rivers does a phenomenal job in that.
And I think what's cool about these small communities is, and it takes leadership and it takes volunteers, but you don't have to go to Appleton, Green Bay, Oshkosh. You can do it in Nina, Menasha.
Absolutely. Seymour.
Seymour.
All these.
There's just some very cool events. Even here, we had the guy on from Howard Commons. Remember?
Yes.
He talked about
cool
stuff. Farmer's Market is getting going, a few concerts. I saw that it's coming up there. And I think, and they're doing that to bring some pride to the community, but to get people out and to know each other. And eventually, that just helps with the community environment and the atmosphere and the crime and everything. It's just, it's great. And I think these guys work really hard, and I hope we can promote those things.
Absolutely.
Like you said,
that's what I'm trying to say.
Like
we
said,
will
Johnny,
promote
a
the
lot,
heck out of that.
I mean, like you said, there's the big thing. EAA is huge, and I know he's coming on, and of course, the training camp. And when we had the tall ships, those were like big events, but there's so many smaller events that easy to get
That's
to.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
There's a lot going on. And I think we
want to promote them.
Yeah. And you got to kind of take advantage of it a little bit, you know, this season, because we don't have as much in the winter. So I think people really work on getting these events off the ground. And again, it takes a lot of work.
Well, you know, one of the things we're talking about, Manama, though, one of the big things for them was the rodeo.
Yeah, right.
And that's,
yeah.
My buddy Nick, that I used to do the show with, actually rode a bull one year.
Oh, really?
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do it. I think he had to get stitches. I think he got cut by the in his chin or something. And animals scare me in general, and as far as, because they don't like me. I've told you that.
Yeah, I know.
There's a weird thing.
No, and you got to trust the animal. There's something to be said. I wouldn't tell too many people that, because animals, they can detect weird people.
I know.
So you're saying animals don't like you. You're kind of saying you're a weird person. So that's what I'm saying.
Horses hate me.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I love horses.
I've had people even tell me that's like, okay, he's real nervous. The horse isn't comfortable around you. And I have no idea why. Honest to God, that's no lie.
Some kid can go up to him
and But I wouldn't. I give my buddy Nick credit. He rode a bull. Yeah, I would not do that. Imagine getting stomped on by something like that.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't either. I gotta think about that. No, I probably wouldn't. I don't know. I might though.
I could see you doing it.
Yeah, I might do that.
Just I could see you doing it.
Say I did it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did you ever, you know, because a lot of times when the circus is in town, the radio people or the TV people would have to ride the elephants. Did you ever do that?
Oh, totally.
Did you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I did that. I rode the elephant in and. It's great. You know, those guys are such great announcers.
Yeah.
They're like you and they get everybody excited. And that was fun. I've done that a couple times at the Shriners Circus.
Mm-hmm. You know,
I don't think they have elephants anymore, do they?
I think PETA and people like that
throttled back those. But that was very cool. And those just kind of, it's not, this. They kind of gallop a little bit.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they kind of move faster than you think.
You know, they can turn on you, too. I've read about villages in Africa where they've been just decimated by elephants. They just get ticked off about something, and they come in and they just trample the entire village and the people. Elephants have a toot.
Yeah, I guess they can.
They act like they're whatever, but no, they...
Did you see how they move those things around, though? I can see PETA kind of getting up. If those things got, like, hooks...
Yeah, I know.
To move them to their skin. You know, the skin is leather,
but still,
it's like, come on, can't you just tell them to come over here? But,
Yeah.
The other thing and then they had the animals. I'm sure you've been to the circus. Did you ride that as a radio personality?
No, I never have.
Okay. And then they take you behind the scenes, and just one of the coolest things is the llama. I just love how they just spit at you.
By the way, I got another text last night. We're going to get the guy on that runs the alpaca farm.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
We're getting him on.
Yeah, that'd be good.
What's the difference between them?
I think the material, right?
I mean, between the two animals.
I know, I think the fur is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Maybe they're from the same family. I don't know. Llamas, I think, are, they got such an attitude.
I know, just the way they walk.
They don't
so
care
cool.
about anybody.
Yeah, you're right. You're
they
right.
don't care who you are.
Yeah. If you were an animal, you'd be a llama.
I would totally.
What would I be? Todd, what would I be if I was an animal?
Of the two or in general?
In general.
Oh, my God.
Monkey.
That's a tough question.
It is.
I don't know.
We have to think about that one. Yeah, I don't know.
I think you'd be a snapping turtle.
Todd?
No, you.
No.
Yeah,
no.
You'd be a snapping turtle.
First of all, I move faster than
that. No, not a lot faster. I'm just saying.
No, like that llama. Like
really?
They seem very confident, those llamas.
Yeah.
Those are cool animals. But that circus thing, and that, I don't know when that comes up again, but we got to get them on here, too.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That is a cool thing. I
You just want to ride the elephant.
I do. I'm going to kind of work my way into that again.
All right.
So
let's do
back
it.
Back in the day.
All right. We got to set a quick break. We come back. A very interesting guest. The gentleman that used to cook in the military. And one of the people he actually cooked for is the president. That's coming up. Joe Ollick coming up from the Veterans Service Office of Brown County. Dick Kupitsky from EAA. Lots going on here. Good to be back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Crude and Dom. Tune in Monday for a very special Devils Advocates Radio show, the Joe Biden Hangover from Madison, and Dom joins us. Tune in Monday.
The Devils Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kiwani.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.